A recent article in the New York Times raised an important question about how deadly is the coronavirus. We have all had the opportunity to review innumerable statistics which have not necessarily brought clarity to the question. We know now that cases are rising rapidly, that hospitalizations are increasing in many places to capacity, and deaths are significantly lower than prior experience would indicate. The authors of the article did an in-depth analysis and touched on a couple of points that I think are important. First, who's currently being infected, and what impact does age and overall health have in either having a mild, if not asymptomatic case? Will those who are infected transmit it to others so that the more vulnerable population is again attacked by the virus? And ultimately, the question becomes, what, if anything, can we do to stop the spread? We have all heard the mantra of masks, social distancing, washing hands, and avoiding large, particularly indoor groups. If the public is going to persist in going unmasked, failing to social distance, and attending large indoor events, then the likelihood is that the rate of contagion will continue. Ultimately, the question that the public has to ask itself is, are they prepared to go into the unknown without any precautions? It seems like a large number of people are, and we are going to have to wait and see how many of the people that they care about become significantly ill and possibly die. The authors concluded that statistically the worldwide rate of deaths is less than 1%, but if you multiply that percentage times the people in the world or in the United States, it's a very large number, well into the millions in the United States and tens of millions in the world. Are we prepared for that outcome? Continuing on the COVID discussion, a group of worldwide experts, according to New York Times, have asserted in a letter to the WHO that the virus is, in fact, airborne and is not only transmitted by close contact, but potentially over much greater distances, as the particles stay alive and airborne for a considerable period of time. This only enhances the science which would support wearing a mask. President Trump's two performances on July 4th weekend, as widely reported, were delivered to support racism and inflame culture wars. The polling seems to indicate the president is out of step with the majority of Americans. But we will see in November whether or not his attempt to rally around his base, who must find these concepts acceptable, what then will be the outcome of the election. The White House did take down a supporter's video asserting white supremacy, asserting white power. But Ms. McEnany was very unconvincing as she asserted that she did not believe there was anything wrong with it. Turning to trade, China's economy is strengthening after applying strict COVID-19 measures, as reported in the Wall Street Journal by Jonathan Chang, which is a mixed blessing for the United States. A strengthened China during our trade war probably does not help us secure a good negotiating position vis-a-vis the Chinese. They are in a position, if their economy returns, to begin the export of products and continue currency manipulation to regain market share throughout the world. The other side of that equation is, of course, the fact that if the Chinese economy comes back and they begin producing goods, then businesses in Europe and the U.S. will be able to restock and begin the process of reopening whenever that occurs. But equally important, they can continue online sales, which for many businesses will likely be a long-term sales strategy. Last week's jobs numbers need to be evaluated carefully in order to discern actual trends. As an example, retail clothing gained 202,000 jobs. However, it is still down 40% from last year. Much of the good news in the jobs numbers came from leisure and hospitality industries, which are likely to suffer yet another downturn as a result of the ever-increasing number of COVID cases. The coal industry is another that is suffering dramatically, having lost another 14% of its workers as the result of COVID after suffering a six-year decline of 27%. E-commerce jobs continue to grow, but it's unclear at this juncture how much growth is occurring in manufacturing, technology, etc., although it is quite likely, at least in the technology sector, that that remained relatively stable due to the fact that that industry is particularly well situated for remote work. We have all seen the headlines, the evening news, indicating that we are hitting a greater number of COVID cases daily. In fact, in many states, records are made each day. We are now hearing that hospitals in many of these hard-hit localities are at the max. And what happens next will be very important in terms of whether or not this can be contained. Mr. Trump announced that he was going to order schools to reopen, And if they didn't, then he would withhold funding. Unfortunately, this is a political stunt pandering to his base that will not be tied to the utilization of methods that will ensure the safety of children, teachers, parents, grandparents, and society at large.